donations on Shabbos.
Donation on Shabbos, Ramos yeah. says it's mutter. Okay. And I'll be menader. I mean, Shabbos, I'm makdishin. You know, I'll be makdish, mechamemke, it's big sugi.
We got a lot of pull and only out of the box.
Also, Tanish Piskayas, that's Mr. Burro. So we it's finished awesome. It, no? Toss it under toss.
Toss what, to put those clips, paper clips?
No. Let's say he doesn't know who took off the next W. He has the box of cards.
In Shabbos,
Megdash,
he
doesn't know who what? Doesn't know who.
He doesn't know who should he call up next for Aliyah.
No.
Right? So he's going to pull out one of the cards from the box, and then whoever it is will call up for Aliyah.
This also?
Us.
Why?
Shabbos says it.
Why?
Because in Alme Gairo.
It's Kiskayas. So what is this? You must look through whatever you want.
Decide
to
who you want to call up and call someone.
Unless you say it's a shtickle of chiddush. I was thinking
this?
About what it after you said it, while you were saying it, I was thinking that could be Gairo's when I put my name into the hat. But just that you choose somebody with like a Breira. It's not exactly
it's
a
every
gyro.
Time it's a gyro. The guy that decides who he wants to give to. Always a gyro.
No, but that's difference? Not a gyro.
What's the difference?
That's not gyro. And that we grabbed the spoke. We said from 1 to 10. If you want to make a thing of 1 to 10, that's taka not a... We spoke about it. That's not a real gyro taka. We said it. Which is even more. It's a case where I say, pick a number from 1 to 10.
What did you want to say this about?
Mr. Burisiv Katan Chav Gimel.
That's about... That's not about...
Chav Dalet.
That's not about... It's talk about...
It's a
girl.
It's a
girl. There's a new Issa called
Issa Girl. Mecha
Mida, either Mida or Mecha Memker. Mechabe says Mida. Okay, we did this yesterday. Come, we'll do this a different time. Let's go back to Madaf Leif. Daf Kenan. Okay, Dine Hashola Vikinyan, Tzarki Shabbos, Hadachas Kalim, Tikunan, Tfilason, Ah, Zayfilda. Okay, Mutalaim al Chaveri. A person allowed to tell his friend, go ahead, Ramesh, you read. Mutalaim al
Chaveri.
Oh, even if it's Miyuchad Lamida, we don't care. You could say fill up the Kli. Okay?
Meaning he's
getting something from a person. And it looks like Mechamemka, because if it has a Mida, you'll end up paying for it, right? It's not for free. And even if it's not Mamish for paying, but it looks like Mechamemka. So let's see Mr. Burhainu. After Mechamemka, go ahead, Lane Mr. Bur. After Mechamemka.
After Mishala, you don't have a Mecha, a pair of Messiah, Meshicho, a Mecha, a Shainer, a Mitzvah, a Gamkan, a Soup, and a Mecha involved. I'm not sure that I'm not sure that I'm here, I'm holy.
So he's not masking.
He's talking doing it
L'shem Mechir. Right now we're learning that's a case of regular Mechir. Okay? So the only thing is he's just not saying Mecharli. So let's say a guy has, he sells milk, he sells soda.
He practices that, like a restaurant.
Avada, you do it.
Come in, fill up a chon.
Avada, no.
Come chon.
That's the sugi, we're going to learn it.
What, used to go to the baker?
You used to go and fill, let's say if a guy had was missing chont on Shabbos, so he would go over to his, the Madana Mukhana, whatever it is, give chont, and then we'll take care of it after Shabbos. So we're going to learn today how it's mutter and how it's also, when it's also. How could you buy stuff on Shabbos? That's today's shiur. Okay, so what do we have here?
And they have set up special, a guy has special for people that need our Shabbos?
He's smart.
It's a whole business, Shabbos business.
He's very smart, our kluge mensch.
You chose, people come in like a restaurant.
Our kluge mensch. He knows, Shabbos chont is it's a bestseller.
They carry it home.
It's never deserved.
Okay.
This for the chont.
Even Bepeh,
where's the Kenyan? And you see Clara, so even on our Kenyan. People come and say, there's no Kenyan, that's mutta, I'm not buying, I'm not selling. See, clearly, you don't need a Kenyan, as long as you say, Mechayel Shinasa.
What? What do you mean, where's the Kenyan?
He says clearly, you're not allowed to say, Vafilach imutta loy belasha, eino eimen belasha mechir, Mechayeli.
Right.
See, so if I would say Mechayeli, the words... Be awesome. Right?
So what do you mean without a Kenyan?
saying, where's, well, let's say there was no kinyan.
Wait,
what's saying?
So,
so
what's
being machayev him?
Where's the
machira? Maybe it's hashal. Maybe you're borrowing it.
No, it's food. It's food over here.
A guy gives me food, right? Mekhel memker.
No, hashal. Hashal is the only
one. Echad ha-moicha b'peh. How are you moicha b'peh?
You say.
Again, so then your case is mesira mashicha. So what do you want from, so what do you mean b'peh? You see, you know what it is? You didn't read the Mishnah Berurah. It's not my fault. I mean, well, what am I supposed to do with the Light Sifka Mishnah? He says clearly, the second case is your case, Mesira and Mashicha. So it means he schlepped the child. And the Teretz is even unschlepping the child. Matan Zhang Mepem, Macharli. What, I'm not saying more than, you know what it is, people run through this Mishnah Berurah, they don't realize it. He's saying Mepeh. The Echra Mecha Mepeh.
It's words also.
That's what it says. I don't blame you. I want you to know. I know that people don't read this Mishnah Berurah properly. They just run right through it.
Meaning even if there was no Mekhel Memkar, really.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what it says here. But you have to read the Mishnah Berurah. And that's what this shir is all about, to read it. He says it clearly. Afilu ve'echer ha'meche b'peh. Aleph, Rambam.
It's Rambam. Beautiful.
Would you know that if you would zoom through it? That I told him, and we're talking about. I didn't even take it. I'm not going to come and say mechayel.
This halacha that belong here. Belong in the
shin. This is not kasha. Give me. I need a fan. I see it. Why don't you start asking me? It doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong there. I need a fan.
Where is the simen?
That does not hit. Let's go further on. Shin vav. Okay.
Shin vav shagim.
But this is mechira. That's why. Because we're handling mechira.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all together.
Okay. I call panim. We're right about this. You see the deal? It's not the way everybody reads it. So if I go over to you and say, by the way, I think I'm going to buy from you on a Kenyan.
It's Shabbos Gret.
The Shabbos Gret, right? But Savert is awesome. As I state. Okay? So you remember I taught this to you. Please don't make the same mistake. Hamoicha bepeh. Because if it's that I took it, so then it's Mesira and it's Meshicha. Chay medida, sheina shal mitzvah, gam kein aser. Afil achimutu loy mebeloshen zeh, sheina oy mebeloshen mechir mecharli, meina mazke shev mida, ra kli zeh stam. So kli zeh stam is mutter. So when does it become a problem? So Shulchan Aruch says a chilek, go ahead, Ramay, shevahani mili, kishanayta lekech mida shal meicher, moilichi lebeisai. The next mechaba, continue. Vahani mili.
I'm going to tell you, kech mida shal meicher.
So you're taking the midah shel meicher from elicha lebeisai, right? So what do you see from here? That the only problem is if it's done in a way that's normally done from mechira, which means it's the same ma'aser, right? Hani milik shenayt lekech midah shel meicher.
That's done the normal way, mechira.
No, I understand, but it's, you're doing the same act. You're being moided it, right? And you're taking it. And what's the other case? If you lekech is bringing it from his house.
Also.
Now the truth is, I was thinking, do we have this today? I don't even think we have the whole story today. Because okay, unless maybe with the tape measurement.
No, you know how much you took. So much.
That's not awesome. There's no meter. You don't come to a guy and bring your chump pot and tell him to fill it up. Well, I don't know.
This restaurant.
I never saw
it. He fills up.
You know anywhere in the world where they sit there and then there comes a clay meter that you're measuring it?
Well, they know how much
today.
When you buy ice cream, they know. Fill up the cup. Whatever the cup.
Yeah, but who brings the clay meter?
No, the Meicher has it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no story of you taking the clay meter with you.
Because
all
those stores are closed
anyway.
Where are you going to
my friend? No, so let's say it's open. You tell the guy, no, or you go to a guy. What's we're going to learn about? Going to a guy's store. So I'm asking, I'm just...
What's everything today is done by the pound,
the
scale.
So that's what I'm asking you. All I'm saying is, give me Lamaisa. I don't know how it's Lamaisa. I don't know the case where it's Lamaisa today. You know a case where it's Lamaisa? I never heard. I'm saying I don't know what it is.
It's especially to pour from the
Moichel, Keach, Achveis. I don't know what it is.
Unless maybe the pickles.
How did it turn to a cat with the start off with Savera?
Yeah, as I say, you come with the pickle jar and his pickle jar and you take it home with you. I don't know. So the only thing I could think of is if you come with a tape measure. And I'm just clearing.
For what?
Epsha, you know.
They don't come with a tape measure.
I don't know, so let's see, it's not food. Who says it has to be only food?
Tablecloth.
Who says it's a tablecloth? I came with a tape measure. Epsom. And he, if I use his tape measure, if I take his tape measure home, I just put my ear to this. Kol inyan kli mida shayich bisman hazeh. I don't know, maybe it has to do with a tape measure. I don't know. Okay, but I have to learn with you. You know, just give me some water. Bislavasa. Okay, so I'll call upon him. Keep in mind, Pirish. Shirogel. Now, I keep this in mind. There's two sugis, Rabbi. Don't learn the sugi only Mecca Chomemker. Keep in mind, Uvdin the Chayl. Sh'af Hamashke is Chaveri Bederch Matana. Darke Gamkil Fomim Lahashke is Bekli Hamiyuchid Lamida. Very interesting. So if you do it derech matana, and you do it bekli amyuchid lemida, so therefore it becomes uvdin dechayil.
You said it's an out of no. Why? Because if you have a guest,
I understand.
You don't have a kli.
I understand. Right. I'm saying, but there's such a yisoid here called uvdin dechayil.
Yeah.
Now, is it also, I'm saying, v'gamloi mirziku, but if you would have such a case that looks like uvdin dechayil?
If I found a case, yeah.
So what would be that case? I'm trying to give, and it's also not uvdin dechayil because the afa mashkes chaveri b'derech matana.
Why is that also?
Huh?
Why could it be not?
Would there be a case where it is uvdin dechayil? Maybe there's no such story. Maybe that's what the Mishura means. There is really no such thing.
Don't attack me with the chol, because it's not a...
Now, how would it be uvdin dechayil? May I put something in a pot, it becomes uvdin dechayil?
It's definitely the dechayil. It's not going to be awesome. I'm not sure. It's a whole... I'm not sure what the chol means.
I would say drinking, you tell the guy...
Eating is...
Two chals yilada. See, yilada give me the. We'll soon learn about this.
The first hall asks, don't eat in the Shabbat, it's in the hall.
Yeah, so what's the Gedar? So I'm saying, so what is
it? Yeah,
I don't know. Alright, so we have to work on this. Okay, what's the Uvdin Dechayil? I have a Mahalach at the end. We're going to come back to this Mishnah Berurah. What is the Uvdin Dechayil? Okay. Anyways, go ahead. Who's reading more? Go ahead. Vaitim. Avalim died. But to be made of Kliyam Yuchid, Mibnei Shazel Derech Mek Chumemker. Shalchel. Well, what do you need the Shalchel for? Just say Derech Mek Chumemker. What does he want with Chayil? What's happening with Chayil? And the Teretz is Mechamemka is not also on Shabbos. It's Derech Mechamemka Shal Chayil Efsha. What does he want? What's Villa Klar? Huh? Tom's Mechamemka, you know, I'll do business on Shabbos. Unless the whole business is only outside. What's cool? I thought Mechamemka is on Salz Kaisiv. It might come to right. What's the issue for Mechamemka?
There's two issues, no?
Also, maybe that's what I'm trying to say. It's the there is uvdin dechayil in the sugya. I hold this uvdin dechayil in the sugya. Mizogin good, epis likta. Something is here. Yeah.
And we just said that these things are mutter.
I understand, but when he comes to aser, just aser, it's because it's a case of mechamemker. The daimel mechamem. What is the mechamem for the chayil? What does chayil have to do with anything?
Because the first cases are also mechamem.
Yeah, but it is Derech Mecha Chumemker, and this doesn't look like Mecha Chumemker because it's not normal Mecha Chumemker.
But then it's not the way it's done with Chayil.
So that's not the way it's done with Chayil. It's not the way it's done Mecha Chumemker. So then the Mecha Chumemker, not the Chayil. It's not Derech Mecha Chumemker. It's not Derech Mecha. It's not the way you buy and sell. You see, it's going back with something with Uvdin the Chayil.
It's
that's what you see from this Mr. Burr.
Chayil,
obviously. Yeah. And the Mela licked the. What happened to the three other Mechamem? What do you need Chayil for? Chayil has nothing to do with it.
I'm not saying anything.
He's saying Mechamem Kishal Chayil. He's saying something. It has to do with Chayil.
I understand. I hear the horror. I'm not hearing what the issue is.
Keep it in mind. We're going to say Achidosh Nifl at the end of the whole business after we learn all the Mishnah Purus. Okay? Now. go ahead, who's reading the Ramah? Yes, Makin Lima. It's not done normally. The way it's normally done in the weekday. No, so even though you could give him sometimes b'midah, so therefore it turns into not uv d'chal. Forget a mekhal memka. That turns it. It's normal. So therefore it's not uv d'chal. Not uv d'chal. It's.
Why?
Because even when I give him matana.
What is uv
d'chal? Uv d'chal obviously means that the way I do business in the weekday. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That starts off saying here. She'ein zeh derech mekhu memker. That's one nekuda, and then he's trying to say v'gam loy mechsi k'uvdin dechayil, because mekhu memker is done during chayil, so therefore it must have something to do with chayil. And the answer is afa maskus chaver b'derech matana, which is not about mekhu memker is done this way. You see that it's a mekhu memker of chayil. I keep on pointing out that you see that there's
two separate things.
I see from here that there's two parts of the sugya. There's one part of the sugya mekhu memker, and there's one part of the sugya of the chayil of mekhu memker. Obviously, that's what you see from this Mishnah Berurah, and you see he goes to the next level again. Avolim the meishu derech mekhu memker shel chayil. For some reason, the way it's done in the weekdays becomes a problem on Shabbos. So giving matana means it's not mekhu memker. So you're saying what we're saying. So what do you need all that? And the answer is because since it's a matana, which is not osur, matana is mutter. So by giving it like this, you don't see mekhu memker. There's two halachas. There's one which is mekhu memker, and is doimel mekhu memker. And one is which is doima to chayil of mekhu memker throughout the chayil shabbat. That's what you see from these two mishnah berurah. We'll soon see an afkamina. Okay, hagav v'yesh makilin loimer chal shein mechavin lemida legamri shememai noy moisiv ma'at shari. So I would taina because that's not called mida, right? That means you're not measuring it really. That's what you would say. The pshat is that's not. If you're not mechavim for gevissa mida, means you're not measuring it.
Right.
Idilma.
I'm measuring.
Idilma. You could say a geval le gevart. Idilma. You could say a geval le gevart. I hold, and I'm going to prove this to you. That in order for it to be aser, it has to be a kavana. Medida. It's not the kavana, right? It's not so much that it's felt in medida; it's felt in kavana. I want you to, if you underline these words, you're going to see a meidik yisayin in these halachas. Underline these words. It's not so much because there is no mida. Yeah.
Not doing it to that exact line.
But to measure, it could be less, a little bit more. Doesn't.
You want to know about
it? I'm doing it off.
You gotta say that. And Chavil and Gami. Not perfect.
So I'm telling you, so that's one way to learn. One way to learn it is that Lamaisa, that's
yeah,
not called Mida.
Time to that exact measurement.
So Mila is not called measuring. Measuring.
You're doing a different measurement.
It's not called measuring.
Exact measurement.
All the way.
If you imagine you measure a suit be'erich, that means you didn't measure it, right? This can measure. Other pshat is, it's a din in kavana. Medida is also when you mechavim for medida. But when you're not mechavim for medida, it's not also. You want to hear a real lum the shavart? I hold, and I'm cheating now because I choose. I want to tell it to you later. But I'll tell it to you now. It's not in the ma'isa. It's to have something modded. The issa is not in the ma'isa. It's to have something modded.
Totally the reason. If you want something to chol, then it is a maaser.
Exactly. Depends on what the problem is. The problem with the sugi is. Okay, so let's wait. You're gonna enjoy it. If you just pay attention and go slowly, you'll enjoy. Okay. So let's go weit. Okay, so remember we learned Diuk number one, which is very meduyik. You want me to cheat a little bit?
No.
Are you allowed to take temperature of a person on Shabbos?
Say that again?
Temperature
of a person.
Can or can't?
Are you allowed?
Question. Oh, yes, question.
It's a measuring.
You're measuring it.
It's a nice
measuring.
Medida.
You're doing a measure.
You should not be moided anything.
But what about
you it? You are. You want to know the temperature.
But what if
something?
With it. But what if you're talking like, let's say someone uses it like a mom. No, I'm just saying with the temperature. What if they do it by hand? Like not a device or anything?
Oh, so that's a good hug. You're not doing
like
it.
Grandma.
That's not.
How do I say grandma in Yiddish?
He does it with the head. With the they used to put your neck to the. That's how the grandmas used
to.
Yeah,
grandma. But I don't know how to say it, like, you know, Yiddish grandma.
Bobby.
Yeah, I'm just saying. What if Bobby goes like that? Say, okay, you're okay.
I'll tell you what. Through the course of this year, I'll think about it.
Yes, thank you.
Let me think about it because it's a good horror.
It's under review.
It's under review. Yes, let me. Because as we get, you know, the klolim, yeah. We'll see how to be machria this. Okay. Okay. So far, all my thing is that I want you to know that it's aser bepeh, which people don't know. Yeah. Which means even if there's no buying and selling, all I tell you is maybe sell me a chair.
Okay.
No answer. She knows.
I sell sugar. I sell chalas.
Maybe you sell me that.
I
forget about how many chalas. Less of how many. That's mutti. I don't say how many. Sell me. If I use the word sell me, you hear? Oh, that's one nekuda. Then I'm saying, write this nekuda. Okay, relax. The second nekuda is the kavani here that's not a midah because I'm off.
And I'm not saying a word about.
Like Reb Chaim said, a tie that's dirty is a shkin tie.
I'm not selling.
I'm tied. A tie that's dirty is not a tie. So to a midah that's off is not a midah. If you measure it here,
yeah,
tell me, how old are you? Be'erich 50, 60. I'm Be'erich.
That's not
measuring anything, right?
It's
mutter. Okay. All the pshat is, there's a din of kavanah.
They used to do it.
You have no idea how many chilukim lalacha come from this. We're going to learn from Shlomo Zalman, interesting, shameless. So just keep in mind the mechavan lamida. He's mechavan more or less, and that's not a problem. It's not mechavan lamida. Okay.
What's going to be if he ends up with my doing it exactly?
It doesn't make a difference. That's what I doesn't. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. Truthfully, it's a drabbanan anyway. But the shell's what the lumbus is. I know you're trying to make an afkamina. If it's a mida, you have the mida. But if it's a kavani, you lack the kavani. All right. Chena minog. Pashat limdai. Who's reading? Go ahead, read. Chena minog limdai.
Meaning in this item.
Yeah.
Where you're not doing the exact mida.
Okay. So this is v'yesh mekim the chosh in mecham lamida is good.
Wow.
Shem emayit ve'em ezem eshum gezel. Aye, what about gezel? Shidu lebalv shakol gimachach v'chein agel hatel tabas b'mida. Zah hetel lemoicher.
What
is it tabas b'mida?
What is that tabas
b'mida? Tabas, I guess, on Shabbos. What do you need it for? Dalit kavonosev. Masha mishal kech maske shemida in day behet zeh. Well, that's the remote. So it's about time. Makilim, hayna af mash makilim lahaske shem mida. Right, we're gonna learn this. But what is the case? Lahatil tabois. Well, I don't know. But rings on what?
I think it's to put the ring. It should be spilled over a little bit. It's maybe memay the mida. That's what it means.
That's what it means. Maybe chenu agul lahatil tabois be mida. No, v'zehetil lemoich. I don't know what this. The case is. I'm not even sure what the case is. Lahatil tabois be mida. Anyways, Akoponim, there's no problem with Gezel. Shidua leba'olav. Shidua leba'olav, shakol regin lebekach. You know, he asked me this shaila. I once told you, they came to ask me in the diamond business, when you say, you know, how many carats? There's three, there's four, right? So, everybody knows that when you say three, you don't really mean three. Doesn't mean three, because you mean... It's actually a little less and you say three. Megman does ton.
Maybe it's a little more.
I'm saying it's a little more, but I'm saying for carrots, a little less.
A little more.
It's a little less and you say three. So I looked at the guy and I said to him, what are you talking? Of course you know. I mean, what's your shayla exactly? So he told me, what do you mean? But everybody knows.
I don't know.
Everybody knows, he tells me. So what do you do? Do you do a labala? What does that mean? And the answer is, you do a labala.
That makes it mutter.
I'm saying, so what's the teres labala? It means the seller. What's labala? I mean, everybody knows. Mamish, everybody knows.
I think he means, unless he means
Shabbos make.
I
don't know. I'm a subject what it means. That's how I'm telling you the story.
That's what he's saying.
I don't know. Maybe it's Yidula Baal, period. People don't know exactly. Tell me, you ever saw when a guy put measures?
A lot of kois don't know.
Biyantiv?
I mean, it's true. A lot of kois don't ask them. They don't give them the receipts at all.
For what?
When they do the diamonds.
Bikach biyantiv. Maybe he's right.
No receipts at all.
He's right.
I don't know. Was there a reason?
No, wouldn't biyantiv have a
problem? Not necessarily. Maybe he's right. Maybe it's dafke biyantiv.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's a good word. You hear Rabbi Yitzchak, gewaldig.
What do you say?
And I mean, is there something trust?
Okay. Trust? Let's go, Vite. We're just learning,
like
here. There's a lot of learning to do here.
2.5.
Okay. Come, Rabbi. Say, we have to. You know what the problem is? I feel like you're competition for me. You're so good. I'm going to let you. They're going to stop listening to me. They'll listen to you. What's going
to
happen?
But I ask you, what happens? Do you know that the Goyims don't understand Orthodox Jews? They don't give receipts. I was explaining to Rabbi Tamer. No, it's true, right? They don't give no receipts. This Orthodox
Goyims.
You understand? You understand?
I have no idea either.
No, they don't give any receipts.
Okay, we'll do this later. Come. Don't worry. Come to me, you get a receipt.
Okay, thank you.
You want a receipt that you came to the shiur? I'll give you a receipt.
Thank you.
I'll write you up a receipt that you came to the shiur. Chayim shematzes. Okay. Now, yizbar b'samach. Chayim shematzes mashpam and mutal haskir av shem mida. We're going to talk about this. There are times where you can be maskir shem mida. Okay. Let's see base. Now, base is complicated. I'll show you why. Mutter loyim alechamei. Now, again, Rabbi, say I ask you to be patient. Read a little bit, and if it means that tomorrow we get into the Chavim Mezak, the hearts for the Sugya, so it's tomorrow, because
tomorrow,
you really have
to. So tomorrow we're doing
the day after. Mutter, yeah, Zok the Mechabe, Mutter Loi Melechaveirai, Maleili Kli. Oh, it's my report.
Hey, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, Mutter Loi Melechaveirai,
Talmud
Chacham, Talmud for Rebel Yedeh. Mutalaim al-Khaveira Malay Kleze Ulamacha Nimdarais. Morgan Vetmindas Tan. So fill me up the Kli, we learned this mutter.
It's a Kli that doesn't have a meter back.
Who told you?
Because then what do you have to be measured it tomorrow for? You know, you see what the meter is.
No, because you don't want to say that you're gonna
Nimdarais.
No, Nimdarais Kumun Sakhbin, that's all it means. Ulamacha Nimdarais. Let's hear Mishnah Burah. Mutter, hainu afsha medida also b'shabes v'yantiv. Yeah, mikol makay mutter laskiroi.
Because when you're not really doing,
you're allowed to mention. No, because if you're not really doing it, so what's the problem?
Because you're mentioning it.
Shach. Yeah, it's a tackle. V'ayin lil sirus. The also lay plain yes l'machar. Ah, you're not allowed to say double plain yes l'machar. Tach chred night vas metan magid. Now keep that in mind, and I'll explain to you why. Oh, that this is the whole sugi I hold is maybe by Tzarchi Shabbos. If you taka don't need it, I don't know if all these halachas. Agam, it's not anywhere in the poiskim that these halachas are only when you need. Unless you say that it's tafka when it's real tzarich, when you really need it, or the pshat is like the Archa Shulchan. If you want it, obviously it becomes Tzarchi Shabbos. You know the famous machlekes Mishabur and the Hashulchan. Mishabur says you're not allowed to pick up silverware for nothing. The Hashulchan says it's not for nothing. Because if you're doing it, obviously it's not for nothing. Mamashugan for nothing. Why are you picking it up? Because you're enjoying it. So it's not for nothing, so the Hashulchan. There's no such silver. According to Hashulchan, there's no problem touching silver ever, anytime, anywhere. Mishabur says it's only since it's a heter for eating, so when it's Lutzalay Lutzarek. Because you're not allowed to take a cliche shalei l'tzayrach. Muksa. Nothing to melach t'lissa. But silverware is not melach t'lissa. tilt the kli shalayla tzarech, according to Mishnah Berurah's Aser. Not be metavla kli shalayla tzarech. It has to be only le tzarekai.
Strings of the Venetian blinds.
Yeah, for no reason, you're not allowed to touch it.
So
that's what they shtel it su to this Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah, but the Chasam says no such thing. If you're touching it, that means you want to touch it. After that, means you're touching it, means you want it. I'm not saying it's gone.
Is the table also chill?
Okay, all I'm telling you is do me a favor, just write down these words. Letzayrich Shabbos Etiru. Yeah?
So if it's not Letzayrich Shabbos, why wouldn't it be Muxa?
Why wasn't what Muxa?
Stone was it?
No, but I mean to say the word Tzayrich Shabbos.
That's Chayrus sitting there.
But I'm saying a different word. The word Tzayrich Shabbos. I'm asking, does Tzayrich Shabbos mean that you ran out of something and it's a b'dievet, all these halachas? Yeah. But Tzayrich Shabbos, if I can't, you what? You woke up one morning and say, you know what, a chabach cheshik v'ashtikl cheese, shtikl chveis, shtikl babka cake.
Oh,
I'm asking, what's the story here? Does Tzayrich Shabbos mean that I ran out of something that I need?
Is this only a Tzayrich?
Here.
It's a good question. Here.
We'll talk about other questions. Tainli dalit beitzim. What do you do with dalit beitzim? V'hei remoinim. On Shabbos, make them beitzim, the next halacha.
This is jogging.
He's playing juggling with raw eggs.
No, he needs the chazen. He needs to. Oh,
that's not raw eggs. When hey remind him, and what does he need hey remind him? Because he has a whole family of 500 people coming. What does hey remind him? But you know, hey remind him is it's. What does he need five remind him for?
Who's taught is he remind him now?
But
is it right after the story? It's just a head to neck.
I'm
saying, Tainly Dalad Bates. What do you need Dalad Bates? What do you do with them? Unless they sold boiled eggs in the store.
Them?
Huh?
He's going to cook them, man.
Shabbos.
And
he's going to do the Shemesh. Okay, Rabbi, this is all the Mizak groundwork. What's with the minion tonight? We spoke about this. Yes, it is. But then there's a sugi of midah made without mechamemka and the sugi of mechamemka without midah. That
right,
we spoke
in this case, why is not saying we'll measure later consider mechamemka?
Teretz is because you're doing it tomorrow.
But it's pegs, mechamemka.
It's not, because all you're saying is that you'll measure it tomorrow.
I mean, the measuring itself is mechamemka.
What are you calling for the minion? You have to find to get a minion together. Okay, let's see one more shtikale. It's been b'rashamayim edaf le'en lochein shtikale. Says the Ramah, Aval, Im. Oh, we'll do this. We'll go back tomorrow to all this. Aval, Im, what? He would come like. I don't know if you'll. You can ask a person to come like this. This can he come with them? No, he doesn't come. He never comes during the week. Huh? At night they come, they never come at night.
Oh.
Some guy was.
Sometimes they go, but he does something early, 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, this is the Rebbeinu Shlem. Sees a makban covered at Brias. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that you're a garisha. Oh, I'm sorry. After my, we're going to be a real Shalom Aleichem. They're brothers. Brother, I don't remember. Prepare. Shaini Tam Tchach. Well, get to know you also. Okay. Bekitza. Yeah. I love Bnei Terech. That's what I love. That's my thing. Okay. Bekitzer zok der Rama, avol lo yoyma tenli mida pliny. So you're not allowed to say tenli mida pliny. As I state, can we do the Rama in Siv Dalet at the end? V'chein b'schum damim, eina asa el b'chi agavna, sh'aymer tenli b'kach v'kach damim, v'yilcha b'yadi kach v'kach v'lachoy, sh'v'chein b'schum mida davka b'chi agavna asa. Avul blavach ishari. So you're allowed to say clearly. You're allowed to say clearly b'mida, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He's saying that we're going to learn later that you're allowed to have b'mida. So what's this case?
No.
What's this Ramah? This Ramah. Avul lo yoyim talis. Unless he's saying only in the Beis Yosef, maybe. But he's quoting the Tur, but the Tur is saying it in the Beis Yosef. Here, mutar loyim l'chaver malei kliyos l'machon nimdei daisa. Yeah. But you can't mention mida. I mean, it's again, mamish lemaisa. You want to borrow from a guy food. You're allowed to say a certain measurement. You're not allowed to say a measurement. Halacha lemaisa, when you want to borrow from your neighbor, you can't come and say, give me 2 ounces. You have to say, give me give me half a cup of milk. You can't say, give me a certain amount of mida. A half a cup, megman zogin. But 4 ounces, talmud zah. Halacha lemaisa, mamish halacha lemaisa. No. You can say, give me 4 eggs.
Yeah.
But you can't say, give me a measurement of it.
Yeah.
Numbers you're allowed. Okay? So the Mechaba says, Aval Yoyim Etenli Mida Pliny. Oh, but the Ramah himself holds not that way. Ramah holds you're allowed to say Mida. So either the case is for the Mechaba, or he's paskening in the story. V'chein b'schum damim, sha'oim lo temer k'chein damim yilchem b'yad kach, av b'lav ha'chishari, v'chein b'schum davke b'chiyai gav na'asur. Av b'loi ha'chishari, which means, let's say the measurements are yadua. If the measurements are yadua, he's on menu, right? Still not? Okay, so halacha lemai. You know what? So let's just do the halacha lemai, and we'll do it tomorrow. So chaf. You see, Siv cutting chaf. How do we pass? Do we pass like the mechaber, or do we pass like the Rama that you're allowed to say midah? Mash. Yeah, you have the Siv cutting chaf. Avaroy v'mekom akim here. Yesh kam achrim shesayvim. Go ahead, Ramay Shereed. Yesh kam achrinim shesayvim sheyesh li zayel medina shlei laske shem damim. Ukalshkin shem mida. Bechal gav. Ukedas hamechaber. Because Ramah's matter to say the mida. V'mekom akim ein limchayz b'yad hanoyig lahakul. Yesh lami lismach. Avaroy v'nachim me'oid lahachmi. You take a look at our Chashulchan, he says Das Ramah is upgefrekt. It's awesome, Mamash Mitab, it's Kifus. Pass like the Mechaba that you're not allowed to mention. So it comes out that when you do, it's a tremendous ach. You can't ask your Shachin for
a
certain
cup of sugar.
A cup megmin, a cup is mutter. Yeah. You don't have ounces, you're not allowed to ask for a meter.
For a
meter,
no, it's 7 ounces.
No, a cup is not.
No, a
cup is not.
Fill it up, 7 ounces.
You know, just to get the island, I see the island. They came
glass.
Last minute. Let me tell you an interesting shaila. They all ask, all the place asks, how do you ever allow to take out water? It's on a thermostat. How much water is in the boil? In the so every time it's mided. So it's not infected. It's shaila. When you take water, you take out water from a
water.
Not even an urn. Your regular water from the sink.
They're taking the company is marking down the.
Not the company. It's in your thing. It's marking
the
down.
Meter,
there's a meter.
There's a meter. The meter is running.
Shem is al mefrek this fashayla.
The outside of the house.
So let me show you the bialacha.
Because not doesn't matter a second. Every few gallons.
Oh, so the truth is, it's a peldika thing. It's not every second you take water that there's a meter, right? For some reason, he held it was. So let me show you what he stells it to. Avalim de bekli, yeah. Go ahead. Meinekes shekayim the first bir alacha. Meinekes shekayim liver hamiyuchad lamida. Umachzik vort a quart. Mutalaimer maleli kli zeh. Even though it's a measuring, it's a thing that measures. Why? Because obviously you're not doing it with the measurement. You're not being mechavin. You're not. Meinekes is a type of ladle that has a measurement. Which means that you're allowed to go and ask kli zeh if it's a measuring cup. Teretz says, who cares, because you're not being mechavim for the meter, right? That's not what the problem is, right? What? No, because we learned this. There has to be, in meter, it has to be kavan. And the lamdus is good, no? Zogah lamdus. Well, on kavan, it's meter. It's a lamdus. I'm not going to say a lamdus. On kavan is nishke meter. And the truth is, I don't really understand the dimin. I don't chap the dimin. In the case of the cup, right? So if you're not doing it with a midah, so you're using the kli, but here it's taka nimdad. What do you mean? When the water goes down, there's a thing that's being minded it.
You're just saying that's not
midah. Yeah, so the word of mechaven is not this word. It's not done l'midah.
Or if there's nothing minded, you know how much there is, but the water's not minded.
You say it's a kalskin, why?
No.
Yeah, because it's less in kavana, you mean, maybe. But I don't know if his word is kavana. His word is that when I take a cup and grad, it's nimdad, so therefore it's not a problem. I don't know if the lumnus is the kavana or something.
No, the meter would be broken. The etzel would be off the lumnus.
If the meter would be broken?
Theoretically, you can get it down. The etzel is the zeozakon, right?
Right.
So you need it to be broken.
it's kavona. It's
that's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't say it's not medida. That's a ganz. That's what I don't understand what he wants. Here it's talking not madud. I'm grada using a cup that has measurements on it. I'm bechlan not being moide, but here it's talking being with a cheshbon. I'm taking it and it's happening. What do you say? It's not happening. Huh? Oh, say a bissel mer lomdish. Zogus. Moide is when I want something to be measured. Do you know the mida afterwards?
No.
No. So that's my shaykh. So you're not moided. Moided means when you know the mida afterwards.
So what about in the hot water urn?
It does when you get the bill.
What about the hot water urn?
If let's say you moided something that's not a thing, it's done. The temperature. Ramosha, that's what I told him. Ramosha is a whole shaykh if you allow to make. So Ramosha says the word. The truth, I really want to go through it. Ramosha says up such a thing. It's only the kitchen, he says. And the kitchen is shaykh medida. And that's kli kitchen. You look at it, a kitchen, unless medida's only in the kitchen. He means this nakuda. It's with something. I'm being moided something. Mecha chamemker is the yisoid of medida. Medida is when I want to be moided the thing, the chayfetz. But if it's not something that I want to be moided the chayfetz, so this is medida. You know what? As ich zog is vet me oplach. So we'll read in the tshuva inside. What's that? What's the Avramoshe? With Meir, I can't help you. It's not my fault, Meir. Chulik. Kufches. Take out Ramosha's tshuva. Aleph Kufches. Yeah. Igris Meisha. Yeah. Chelik Aleph Simik Kufches. The temperature's Ramosha. He's leaving. You're leaving. You getting me? Shem Zalman talks about the boil. Ramesha talks about Kuf Chav Ches, Aleph Kuf Chav Ches. Rechaim Aleph Kuf Chav Ches. No, how could this be Aleph? No, Rechaim Aleph, the first Rechaim. First value, Rechaim. So check over there, maybe it's over there, unless he took it with him to Eretz Yisrael.
Who? Chapter with Eretz Yisrael?
Chapter with Eretz Yisrael.
For what? To get ahead?
Put over there. He has a chasm. No, huh? But that was not a good katana. No, it's me. It's telling the Rav, it's not telling the but you hold, it's everybody. Everybody has to
be.
Like Malachim, huh? It's the first time since we started on Armenian. Huh? We're getting in? Kafka's upstairs. I never said I was a strong rough.
This one I got from
Georgia. I love that. Don't have Alex with up there.
I have a question. The sixth order, Toharot. There are 63. There are 63 tractates, but there is one tractate that's also called Toharot. Why is that so? And why is there an order and a tractate same name?
Ah, very good question.
And you discussed about the water, so it must be. You got me thinking. I mean, you got me thinking with the water. So why is that tractated order same name?
Well, you have to. There's a rule. You have to try to come down from the chair.
Yes, thank you.
No, I'm serious.
You know what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of the Minchas Yitzhak. Remember, there's a Minchas Yitzhak that says you're not allowed to use, you don't take temperature
downtime.
Yeah, you have a storm after that. Right back.
Because Yitzhak holds not, Ramosha holds yes.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
And Ramosha says this Vart, because it's only things in the kitchen. That's what he means. He means this Vart. It has to be a Chayfetz. You're the Chayfetz. What Chayfetz?
Yeah, you're the Chayfetz.
So you're taking the Chayfetz, your temperature. The temperature that you had, that I'm moided you. You're selling what? The temperature? It's a dava nikne, dava konui. Tatsa tamit mech hamemka. I don't know all these things that have shaykhs to mech hamemka. Sometimes it's not shy to mechamem. Does mean to the sheep. It's not shy to mechamem. It's just awesome. It's not a dida.
It's good.
This is from Desto.
Yeah, you know?
Do I know her Desto?
It's good, Rabbi Desto?
Very good.
Very good. Oh. We didn't do it today.
Rabbi Tannenbaum, we went to a lecture not too long. You were here, Rabbi Eliyasha? We went to a presentation. He does a lot of study in learning.
Yeah.
He loves to learn.
We hammer out all the yannick. Beautiful yannick, beautiful.
It's not ten,
but
how often is
it
not ten?
What? It's the first time. It's a psa maisa, huh? It's the first time, period, since we started the shul. First time. Unless when I'm not here. I don't know when I'm not here, basically.
What, so we didn't
All right, so they're taken care of. They went.
What does this mean? Schum mean minyan.
Schum
is a
met.
So when you ask for Hashem, damen, what is schum minyan? What is schum minyan?
There's three things. There's minyan numbers.
Right. What
is schum minyan? Schum mida is measurement. Dam is amount of money.
What's schum minyan and minyan baalm?
Minyan baalm is what it's. How many numbers you have?
Stam.
Huh?
Chavez
says you can't mention right, Schum Minyan means when it's the final total. Meaning 4 eggs, 5 this, 7 this, 8 this. It's when you give a Schum.
Oh, that's the Lord of the
right, Schum. You're giving a final total to the Minyan.
So 50 means 50 from before.
Loi Schum Mida, Loi Schum Minyan.
Loi Mer, Harry Shiation from the Yadu Shamisha Mangoism.
Yeah, look at the first to be Allah, the second be Allah. He says there's two things. There's minyan and schum minyan. Mida and schum minyan. Second be Allah. Second be Allah.
Hashem is my refuge. Palach Shali.
That's your name.
Palach.
Oh, I know.
I catch Balikuya on that
one. Yeah. They think you know Shino Kalatera Kul, you know. That's what it means. Schum means the final amount.
I remember everyone's talking
some total. There's numbers and some total of numbers.
Meaning you're cheshbining it out from before Shabbos also. I already have 50 from you.
That's right, schum, whatever I owe from before.
The whole cheshbon.
Okay, I'm going. I'll buy you